In 1997, one of the biggest heists in America's history happened right here in Charlotte, and now there's a movie about it. We're, of course, talking about the infamous Loomis Fargo heist. David Gant was the Loomis Fargo employee that stole $17 million from the armored car company. He's portrayed in the film Masterminds by fellow North Carolina native Zach Galifianakis.
Loomis Fargo may look like a big warehouse, but the money inside belongs to the banks. And if you take it, well, technically speaking, you're robbing a bank, and that's a federal offense.
Gant now lives in Jacksonville, Florida, where he works in construction. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia tracked him down to hear what life is like some 20 years later. She started by asking him if the filmmakers had consulted him before they made their movie.
Yes, they did. They contacted me probably almost a year before they started filming, and Zach Galifianakis wanted to talk to me before he would go forward, and so they invited me out to Los Angeles and went out, talked to him and Jared Hess, and he just wanted to kind of get a feel for the story and a feel for me, and what he really wanted to do was hear how I talk, hear my accent.
How was it meeting him?
You know how most people think actors are going to be. He was the exact opposite. I was really shocked, and he's just a really nice guy.
So, have you seen the trailer for the film?
Yes, I have.
What do you think about the trailer and the movie based on that?
Oh, I think it's going to be great. I mean, one of the things I have said from the very beginning, mostly in jest, was this is going to make a great comedy someday, and I guess it's coming.
That's great. So you're not anxious about it or anything like that?
Oh, I'm excited about it. I mean, yeah, it's going to be kind of self-depreciating humor on my part, but I'm a big boy. I can handle it. You know, I'm pretty sure they did a good job, and they invited me up to the set, and I got to see a bit of it getting made, and it was pretty impressive. I've lived long enough that my skin is fairly thick, so I'm sure I'll survive it.
Do you happen to keep in contact with anyone that was involved in your life during that period?
No, ma'am. When I got out, I realized I've turned over a new leaf, and I just went to put that behind me. And I didn't want to open up any old wounds or create any animosity towards anybody or with anybody. So I just kind of came down here and cocooned myself away. A bit.
Do people where you live, do they know who you are?
Oh, yeah. My boss knows. And I told him when I first started here at the company I'm with now, I told him about the movie that was coming out. And he thought it was hilarious, too. But most people, the company I work for, they only look at me as for what I bring to the table, what skills I have and what abilities I have. They don't care about, you know, what happened almost 20 years ago.
Do you ever think back to that day and that period and think like, oh, if I would have done something different, I would still have all that money or anything?
Oh, I think everyone who commits a crime later on looks back and says, you know, if I'd have turned left instead of right, or if I'd have done this instead of that. But I look at it now that if I hadn't have done what I did in the way that I did it, I wouldn't have my daughter today and my life. You know, it's spectacular. It's not terrible either.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have a lot of the things I really treasure.
You mentioned that you're married now. What does your wife think about the movie?
Oh, she laughs, and she would just look at me and say, $17 million, and just laugh. She's got a really strong sense of humor, and she just thought it was hilarious. she can't believe that a person like me would do something like that.
When you think back to that point in your life when you made the decision to be a part of and stealing the money, what was going on for you personally that made you decide that you'd be a part of that?
You know, thinking back on it now, it's been 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to sit down with a shrink or a psychologist or whatever, I would probably have been diagnosed with like depression of some sort. But oddly, I reinvented myself in prison, and I realized that person had to go away because he was just not good for himself.
Yeah. What do you hope that people learn from your story?
Oh, man. that's kind of a deep question. I would like people to learn that you really don't know people until there's pressure on all of you. And that's when you learn more about yourself than the people around you.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I just hope people go and enjoy the movie. Because if you've been watching the news lately, there's been some bad crap in the news in the last, year?
Mm-hmm.
Go see the movie. Put your mind at ease for an hour and a half and just enjoy the movie and take a breath. I think the whole country needs to just step back and take a breath.
And that was the David Gant, one of the masterminds behind the 1997 $17 million Loomis Fargo heist. He spoke to WFAE's Sarah D'Elia from Jacksonville, Florida, where he moved after serving 6 years in federal prison. The film Masterminds is now out in theaters.